Bill, did they ever try to tear apart the propulsion system of that crashed saucer?
Yes, they did. Corso talks about how they tried to figure out what made the thing work. And it wasn't so much whether it was a rocket engine or an atomic engine or an ion engine. It was what was the mechanism that allowed the entities that piloted this craft to control it? What was the transmission, so to speak? And they found some really intriguing things, that the craft and the pilots were linked in a mentalic way. That's to say that the pilots of the craft, the EVEs, Corso called them biological organisms. They were manufactured. That they were manufactured for prolonged space flight. They didn't have much of a digestive system. They didn't eat. They didn't really have to breathe oxygen. But they did have a brain that had pickups, biological pickups on the inside, and they found a headpiece which gave the people who first put the thing on in the Army monster headaches. It had this headpiece, and the pickups on this headpiece aligned with the various parts of the alien brain, and somehow, and he used this term, he said they didn't fly the craft, they played the craft as you would play the piano. And so the craft was enveloped in kind of an anti-gravitational envelope, and it was able to slip through space and time, that it was able to somehow fold time or pick a spot in the distance, and the distance would not just be space but time, and kind of disappear from one point and reappear at another point.
Well, something must have happened, Bill, for the craft to crash.
Well, what Corso said was, and this ties into his experience back in 1957 and 58 at Red Canyon, he said that at that time the military, and they were experimenting with this back in the 1940s as well, in the late 40s, and it was with targeting radars, this pinpoint pencil beam radar. And apparently that pinpoint pencil beam radar had a way to disrupt the anti-gravitational envelope of the spacecraft in such a way that the craft couldn't navigate. And that made the craft flutter and become not airworthy, and they couldn't control it. So the craft didn't explode at Roswell. It basically crash-landed into the side of an arroyo. And he said that's what broke up the craft's envelope so it couldn't fly.